touch that dial, boys and girls. Welcome to Dr. K's Home Shopping and Cooking Network, where I teach you all the tips and tricks to preparing valuable meals, all while stealing your credit card information and using your money to fuel my addiction to purchasing Star Trek fanfiction. Today, I'll be teaching you how to prepare and eat your very own marinated grand piano. Well, that's what this program is for, little girl. Alrighty, kids, have you got your parents' credit cards out? You're gonna need to buy yourself a nice grand piano, either cherry or mahogany wood, and some nice power tools. Use them under a parent's supervision or not, I don't really care because I'm not liable for any death you might cause. First things off, you're gonna wanna remove the keys off the piano and put them in a little plastic baggie with cocaine for now. Hell, if you want, refrigerate them for stronger flavor and marinate them in vinegar and olive oil. Now, the second step. You're gonna need to take that power saw that I told you about and saw the piano into edible, bite-sized pieces. It's gonna be a doozy to do this one. So, have you done it yet? I'm doing it! Okay, I think that's enough time to have done everything you need to do and saw this little bitch into pieces. Now you're gonna need to add seasoning to the actual wood. I personally prefer using a nice steak glaze, and then a little bit of lemon pepper seasoning, just to soak it all up, do you know what I'm saying? Sorry, I just get a little overzealous when we get into things. Okay, so now that we've got everything marinated, seasoned, and cut apart into little miniature pieces, I'm gonna want you to put it all on multiple cooking trays and put it in the oven 350. Okay, we'll meet after the break. You got it? I hope it's cooked by then. Oh, God damn it, why am I doing this show? I really have nothing better to do but brainwash small children into doing things that would kill them. I was supposed to take them to work ages ago. What the fuck, man? It's just so stupid. I've corrupted children's minds for ages. This is nothing new. I want a new contract, you hear me? Oh, shit, hi. I hope you cooked it, boys and girls. Whatever I just said, you didn't hear. You did? You did? Oh, well, fuck you, sir. I quit! I quit this goddamn program!